Many communities in the Central Valley struggled to provide enough green space and parks. In Hanford, residents have tried to figure out what to do with an 18-acre patch of dirt next to a popular city park. A vote by the Hanford City Council tonight could begin the process of making a final decision about its future. Valley Public Radio's Jeffrey Hess reports the scrap of land is the source of a surprising amount of controversy.
At Hidden Valley Park in Hanford, families, children, dogs, and ducks enjoy a picture-perfect afternoon.
Come on! Come on!
Residents and city leaders say they're proud of the rolling green landscape and large shady trees. However, immediately adjacent to the park is another 18 acres of city-owned land that's long been nothing more than weeds and dirt. Now the city is considering selling that land to developers, rather than expanding the park as some residents had hoped. Ashley Brackens pushes her 20-month-old daughter Harlem in a swing.
So the first time that I came here with her, she was still pretty little, so we couldn't really do very much. I was just trying to keep stuff out of her mouth. But I'm hoping now that she's getting older, we'll come more often because she'll enjoy it.
She says she loves the park and would not want the city to sell that land that could someday be used to expand it.
I don't know, it just seems like they should leave it a natural public space. Unless they're going to do something that'll benefit the community more. But I don't see what would benefit more than having a public park for everyone to kind of come and use.
And she's not alone. Some community groups have begun to rally to push back against the city's attempt to rezone and sell the land. Tonight, the Hanford City Council is expected to vote on a proposal to rezone the land to light residential for potential new homes. Currently, no specific developer has come forward, but supporters of the rezone think that land could fetch more than $1.5 million. That would be a big mistake, says Hanford resident Nate Odom.
We've got an opportunity here because of what the space represents, the fact that it was intended as more park space, and that because our grandparents, you know, in the 60s were thinking of the future. They envisioned a 40-acre park because they understood that populations grow.
Odom works with Heart of Hanford, a downtown revitalization nonprofit, and is leading the last-ditch effort to halt the potential sale of the parkland, which has been fought over for decades. He understands that previous efforts only focused on saying no to a sale. But now he says they have a vision for the other land that would transform it from a dirt lot into a self-sustaining urban wilderness, bringing much-needed shade and trees to the scorching Central Valley.
In our general plan in Hanford, it calls for 2 acres of parkland for every 1,000 residents. Fresno is 3 acres per 1,000, Tulare is 4, and Visalia is 5.1. We are really on the low end here.
Odom does not have an estimate on how much it would cost to develop. However, in Fresno, city leaders say it cost about $500,000 to develop an acre. So if those numbers hold, developing this land could cost as much as $9 million. But city council member Justin Mendez says it's time to let this one go.
It's to get rid of some problems. We have to make tough decisions. And I know it's borderline sacred ground to some people, that 18 acres, but to meet the needs of the community, we have to look at all options.
Mendez is one of the main proponents of selling the land. He says for too long, the plot has sat as an expensive eyesore. He says allowing the land to be developed would make Hidden Valley even more popular as families move into homes adjacent to the park. With the money, he says they could add new amenities, like an indoor recreation center near downtown, or parks in other parts of town.
The funds from that sale would definitely be a huge shot in the arm for a recreational facility downtown, and also meet the additional need of bringing foot traffic downtown. That's kind of a two birds with one stone option.
Mendez points out that the plot has been a drain on city resources just to keep it from being overrun by weeds. And even among people who frequent the park, he's not alone. Sydney Townsend is taking pictures of her niece to celebrate the child's first birthday.
Come on. Put your arm, your fingers in the
She says the park is big enough as it is and wouldn't mind selling the land if the money goes towards something useful.
I think they got plenty of space here already because, like, it's never always full all the way. So it would just be more empty space to the park. They got plenty of space here.
And while it's always difficult to predict which way things will go in politics, both the council member and the activists say they think it's likely there's enough votes on the council to sell the land. Later tonight, the 40-year-old question of what to do with it might finally have an answer. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess.